咱今日读的是新约马可福音第六章，咱第三十节到四十四节。许多聚集伫耶稣周围，将一切所要做的代志，所传的道，拢总甲因讲。伊就讲：“恁来，和我暗暗的到旷野的所在去歇一下，因为这是因为来往的人真多，因连食饭也无点钟了。”因就坐船暗暗的往旷野的所在去。众人看起因去，有真多认不得人，就按各城步行，杀到找到一个所在，比因较水赶到。耶稣出来，去看起真多人，就认因呢，因为因人就有无。牧人一般，伊是开嘴，假使因真侪道理。天已经暗了，门徒前进来讲：“这是夜队，天已经暗了，请叫众人散开，因通往四面的休息休息去，家己买什么来吃。”耶稣回答讲：“恁何因吃饱？”门徒讲：“咱也可以去买。”20两银子的饼来同食，耶稣讲：恁有偌济饼，通去看卖咧。因知影了，就讲有五个饼，两尾鱼。耶稣吩咐因叫众人一帮一帮的坐伫青草地顶，众人就一排一排的坐落来，有一百一排，有五十个一排。耶稣为着五个饼，两尾鱼。看着天就好，八块饼就委托门徒摆伫众人面前，啊，将迄两尾鱼分托众人，因拢食了，并且食饱了。门徒就将炊饼、炊鱼收拾起来，装满了12个篮。食饱的男人共有五炊人。
Can you all please read together? The apostle returns to Jesus and told him at that they had done and thought. And he said to them, Come away by yourselves to a desolate place and rest a while. For many were coming and going, and they had no leisure even to eat. And they went away in the boat to a desolate place by themselves. Now many saw them going and recognized them. And they ran there on foot from all the towns and got there ahead of them.When he went ashore, he saw a great crowd, and he had compassion on them, because they were like sheep without a shepherd. And he began to teach them many things. And when it grew late, the disciples came to him and said, This is a desolate place, and the hour is now late. Send them away to go into the surrounding countryside and villages and buy themselves something to eat. But he answered them, You give them something to eat.And they said to him, Shall we go and buy 200 denarii worth of bread and give it to them to eat? And he said to them, How many loaves do you have? Go and see. And when they had found out, they said, 5 and 2 fish. Then he commanded them all to sit down in groups on the green grass. So they sat down in groups by hundreds and by fifties. And taking the 5 loaves and the 2 fish,He looked up to heaven and said a blessing and broke the loaves and gave them to the disciples to eat before the people. And he divided the 2 fish among them all. And they all ate and were satisfied. And they took up 12 baskets full of broken pieces and of the fish. And those who ate the loaves were 5,000 men. May the Lord bless the reading of his word.
兄弟姊妹平安。
Peace to you, brothers and sisters.
时间真紧。
Time does fly.
我拄只坐伫下底咧想，阮已经离开曼尼拉5年外时间咯。
I was sitting there and I was thinking that we have left Manila for more than 5 years already.
5年唔是真长诶点钟。
5 years is not a long time.
不过也唔是真短时间。
It's also not a short time.
总是真正欢喜，阁有机会倒来教会。
But anyway, I'm very glad to come back to our church.
即届我要回来时阵
，As I was returning,
林牧师甲我交代一件代志。
Reverend Reyes instructed me.
你讲我牧师啊
？Reverend Wu，
你即届倒来讲道吼，用国语讲吼。
When you preach, please preach in Mandarin.
我讲会做吧。
And I said, is that all right?
你讲无问题，用国语讲。
He said, okay, preach in Mandarin.
所以我这次转台一个做呗。
And so allow me to change gear now.
会做哈？
Change channel.
可以哈。有人讲未做，未做。因为伫香港常常有人伫教会讲道时阵。
Whenever I preach in Hong Kong in the church,
因为我也要讲广东话，比如淡薄广东话。
I can speak only a little Mandarin, a little Cantonese.
所以伫教会讲道，我用国语讲。
And so I would preach in Mandarin.
我常常咧标笑讲，我的国语你听有无
？And I kept asking those people, "Do you understand my Mandarin?"
伊讲听有，听有，听有。
And they said yes.
我讲我的国语你若听无，你是无希望啊，你知无
？I said, "If you cannot understand my Mandarin, you're beyond hope."
唔是，唔是骄傲，唔是骄傲。
I'm not being proud.
因为国语对我来讲是较有把握的一个。
But because Mandarin is the language that I'm best in, and it's something I am assured of.
所以今天再个，我要给你一个祝福。
So this morning I'm going to give you a blessing.
给你听我的国语，好不好
？I will allow you to listen to me.
所以我要转
为
国语了。
So I am changing channel now.
哇，有人，无遐尼怪，无遐尼严重啊！今天早晨我们看的这一段圣经《马可福音》。第六章。
This morning we're looking into Mark chapter 6.
我相信我们不用太多的解释这一段的圣经。
I believe I don't need to explain this passage so much.
可能我们从主日学我们就非常熟悉耶稣行的这个神迹。
Maybe we have been familiar with this miracle that Jesus performed ever since we were in Sunday school.
就是五饼二鱼喂饱五千人。
It's a miracle of Jesus feeding the 5,000 with 5 loaves of bread and 2 fish.
当然你读圣经你知道四福音的作者用不同的角度来记载这件事情。
And of course, when you read the Bible, you will realize that the authors of all four Gospels tell this story from different perspectives.
但是在这个神迹的里面，耶稣到底要教训门徒什么样的功课
？But in this miracle, what exactly was the lesson that Jesus wanted his disciples to learn?
是不是只是一个神迹而已呢
？Was it just a miracle?
有的时候我们看耶稣行的神迹。
Sometimes we look at all the miracles that Jesus did.
弟兄姐妹，不要只看神迹啊。
Let us not just look at the miracles.
我们要理解耶稣行神迹，他背后的用意、目的、用心是什么
？We have to understand the intention and the purpose for which Jesus performed those miracles.
好像耶稣讲很多的比喻。
For example, Jesus told a lot of parables.
那个比喻不是讲故事而已。
And Jesus told the parables not just to tell a good story.
那个比喻的后面一定有很多属灵的真理要提醒我们。
Behind the parables are a lot of spiritual lessons that we need to be reminded of.
神迹也是一样。
And it's the same way with the miracles.
当然，神迹好不好
？Of course, are miracles good?
神迹当然好。
Of course, miracles are good.
我个人相信有神迹。
I personally believe there are miracles.
很多人说我现在不相信神迹。
A lot of people say I don't believe in miracles anymore.
但是不管你信或是不信，圣经告诉我们，耶稣的的确确行了许许多多的神迹。
Whether you believe it or not, the Bible says that in Jesus' time, he did perform a lot of miracles.
神迹这个字在圣经里面是一个 sign， 用英文把它翻译作 sign， 一个记号的意思。
Miracles can be translated also in the English Bible as signs.
什么是记号？
What is a sign?
记号就是上帝的一个作为。
A sign is a particular work of God.
所以我们要从这样一个角度来认识神迹。
And so we have to look at miracles from that perspective.
那我们回到今天这一段圣经里面。
Coming back to today's passage.
我们先来看这一段经文，刚才我们读的这段经文当中有一句话。
There is one statement that I'd like to point out to you from the passage that we read.
就是当耶稣面对这么多许许多多人群的时候
，When Jesus looked at the crowd and saw many people，
门徒有一个反应啊。
The disciples had one reaction。
门徒说天已经晚了，叫众人散开。
They said it's late, tell them to go home。
啊，这个逻辑是很合理的。
Now that of course wasn't very logical。
叫众人散开，
to tell them to go home.
回家买东西吃。
Go home, get yourself some food.
好像今天聚会结束以后。
Like after today's service.
除非今天教会有爱宴嘛，对不对？
Unless we have a love feast today.
要不然聚会完了以后就是怎么样？
Otherwise, normally.
就是散会咯。
After the service, everybody
散会以后回家自己去吃的嘛，对不对？
Everybody would be dispersed, go out and find your own food.
你说，哎呀，我要请吴牧师吃饭，很好，非常欢迎。
Well, but of course, I welcome it if you want to treat me to lunch.
啊。但是每个人就是回家自己吃饭。
But normally everybody just goes home and has their own food.
但是当那个场景是在旷野，在野地的时候。
But you have to know this setting. It's in the wilderness.
所以门徒的反应很自然。
And the disciples' reaction was natural.
其实如果你了解这段圣经，那天耶稣跟门徒都非常的疲惫。
If you understand this passage, you know that that was a very tiring day for Jesus and the disciples.
但是耶稣讲一句话很奇怪。
But Jesus said something that's strange.
我们看第三十七节。
Look at verse 37.
耶稣回答说：“你们给他们吃吧。”
Jesus answered them, "You give them something to eat."
很多人读圣经读到这里不太明白。
When we read the Bible, we come to this point and we don't understand.
耶稣真的是叫门徒给他们吃吗？
Did Jesus mean that? Did he mean for the disciples to find something for the people to eat?
如果不是的话。这句话有什么意思呢？
If you didn't mean that, then what's the meaning of those words?
或者我们这样想。
Or maybe we think.
门徒真的可以给这么多人吃吗？
Could the disciples really produce that much food for the people?
我们也觉得不太可能。
And we think that's impossible, of course.
那么耶稣讲这句话就没有什么意义了，对不对？
And if that's the case, then Jesus' words were meaningless.
好像上帝说一些话是我们根本做不到的。
It's as if God is telling us to do something that's impossible to do.
绝对做不到。
It's absolutely impossible.
连一点点可能都没有的。
Not only with a tiny possibility of achieving.
那讲这个话干什么呢？
So what's the point of saying it?
没有意义，对不对？
It's meaningless, isn't it?
但是当耶稣说你们给他们吃吧，这句话是什么意思？
But when Jesus said you give them something to eat, what does that mean?
所以今天第二堂的礼拜，我希望从这句话。我们从三点来思想。
So today, during this service, I would like to look at this statement from three different perspectives.
很多人很喜欢五饼二鱼的神迹。
A lot of people like the miracle of feeding the 5,000.
有人说这是一个上帝恩典祝福的神迹。
People say this is a miracle that shows the blessing of God.
我们都很喜欢上帝的祝福。
And of course, we all like blessings from God.
我们都很喜欢上帝的恩典。
We all like grace from God.
但是弟兄姐妹，你有没有想过？一个成为祝福别人的人，才是我们生命中最大的祝福。
But brothers and sisters, have you ever considered that to be a blessing to others is in fact your greatest blessing?
其实我们领受上帝很多的恩典。
Actually, we have received so many blessings from God.
无论是物质方面的。
Whether materially speaking.
无论是经济方面的。
Or monetarily speaking.
或者我们生活中间蒙上帝的保守。
Or in many different ways in our lives that we have experienced God's protection.
我相信我弟兄姐妹，我们每个人可能不同，但是我们一定可以述说上帝很多的祝福恩典。
Each one of us has received different blessings, but we can all count them.
但弟兄姐妹，你有没有想过？
Brothers and sisters, have you ever considered?
让你的生命也可以去祝福别人。
That your life can also be a blessing to others.
这种祝福是上帝恩典的流露。
Now this is the greatest blessing, and it is an outpouring of God's blessing.
所以我说，这个才是我们每一个基督徒生命中间最大的祝福。
That's why I say this is actually the greatest blessing that a Christian could have.
但是不要误会我的意思。
But do not misunderstand me.
这种的祝福不一定是物质方面。
I do not mean only material blessing.
这种祝福可能是包括我们生命对别人的关心，为别人的祷告。
It could also mean our prayer and our concern for other people.
我们能够把上帝的恩典带下来，祝福别人。
We can share God's blessing with these people and be a blessing ourselves.
当耶稣面对这一大人群的时候
，When Jesus saw this crowd,
耶稣对门徒说：“不用他们去，你们给他们吃。”
Jesus said, "Don't send them away. You give them something to eat."
你知道这个字在文法上用的是一个命令的语气。
Well, grammatically speaking, that is imperative in tone.
意思就是说没得商量的了，知道吗
？In other words, this is non-negotiable.
你们给。
You give them something.
你看这里跟门徒有一个很鲜明的对比。
You see a very distinct contrast here.
前面说门徒
来找耶稣。
At first, the disciples came to Jesus.
他说，请吩咐他们离开。
The disciples told Jesus, "Please tell them to go away."
你知道那个吩咐也是一个命令词。
Well, that's also imperative, you know.
意思就是说，门徒希望耶稣命令这些群众离开啊。
It means the disciples were telling Jesus to tell the people to go away.
但是耶稣命令门徒说，你们给他们吃。
But Jesus, in return, told his disciples to give them some food.
为什么？
Why?
吃重要吗？
Is eating important?
吃很重要。
Food is important.
但弟兄姐妹，当我们还没有进到这个神迹以前，我们先来思想耶稣讲这句话中间的一个很重要的意义。
But before we go on to look at the miracle itself, let us ponder upon the important meaning of Jesus in this statement.
为什么耶稣会说你们给他们吃？
Why did Jesus say you give them something to eat?
我们要先了解耶稣看见这些群众的时候，耶稣想到的是什么？
We have to understand what Jesus was thinking when he was looking at these people.
当这些人带着需要到耶稣面前来的时候，
These people came with their needs to Jesus.
很奇怪，耶稣没有马上行一个神迹满足他们。
And the strange thing is Jesus did not just perform a miracle right away to satisfy them.
我们来看马可福音第六章，刚才我们读的这段经文。
Look at Mark chapter 6, the passage that we read a while ago.
这边讲到说，众人聚集来追随耶稣的时候，
It says here that the people gathered to Jesus.
然后呢，耶稣出来见许多的人，就怜悯他们。
It says that Jesus saw the crowd and he had compassion on them.
耶稣为什么怜悯他们？
Why did Jesus have compassion on them?
其实如果你要了解耶稣的怜悯，你要看整个马可福音。
If you want to understand the compassion of Jesus, you have to look at the entire Gospel of Mark.
马可福音前面记载一件很重要的事情。
The Gospel of Mark previously recorded.
耶稣叫了十二个门徒来，让他们两个两个的出去，给他们权柄制服污鬼。
That Jesus sent out the disciples two by two, and he gave them authority over unclean spirits.
门徒出去传道，叫人悔改。
The disciples went out and they preached a gospel of repentance.
耶稣为什么打发门徒？
And why did Jesus send them out?
如果你看马太福音第九章，
If you look at Matthew chapter 9,
当然我没有时间翻，但是你可以看到马太福音第九章，那里同样讲到耶稣走遍各城各乡。
We don't have time to turn to it, but in Matthew chapter 9, it mentions that Jesus walked through or went to a lot of towns and villages.
他看见许多的人困苦流离，如同羊没有牧人一般。
And he saw many people who are lost like sheep without a shepherd.
所以圣经同样用于那句话，耶稣怜悯他们。
And the Bible used the same word. It says Jesus had compassion on them.
但是你看马太有一点记载是马可没有提到的。
But there's something that is recorded in Matthew that is not recorded in Mark.
耶稣说你们当求庄稼的主打发工人，有没有？
Jesus said therefore you should pray that the Lord of the harvest will send out his workers.
然后到了马太第十章，耶稣就差遣门徒两个两个的出去。
And in Matthew chapter 10, Jesus sent out the disciples two by
two. 那如果你把这两段经文放在一起来对照来看的话，
Now if you string together and compare the two passages,
你就知道耶稣为什么要打发门徒。
Then you understand why Jesus had to send out the
disciples. 耶稣为什么要传天国的福音？
Why Jesus had to preach the gospel of
repentance. 因为耶稣怜悯人啊。
Because Jesus had compassion on those people.
这些人是困苦流离，如同羊没有牧人一般。
These people were lost like sheep without a shepherd.
在这里有一个问题我们要先面对的。
Now we have a question here.
为什么他要差遣门徒？为什么他要打发门徒？
Why did Jesus send out the disciples?
为什么他要医治？
Why did Jesus heal?
有一个原因是因为他怜悯人。
Because of his compassion.
那既然耶稣怜悯人，
Now, since Jesus had compassion on these people,
那这些人到耶稣的面前，
and these people came to Jesus,
为什么耶稣不马上医治他们呢？
Why did Jesus not just do a miracle right away?
为什么耶稣不马上解决他们的问题呢？
Why did Jesus not solve their problems right away?
在国语普通话有一句话说叫投其所好。
In Mandarin we say just give every person what he needs.
每个人到主的面前来，
every person comes to God
as you wish.
As you wish.
好不好？有病的病得医治。
If you are sick, you are healed right away.
瞎眼的看见了。
If you are blind, you can see right away.
瘸腿的行走了。
If you are lame, you can walk right away.
有心脏病的好了。
If you have heart trouble, you will be healed.
有胃病的好了。
If you have stomach problem, you will be healed.
那教会就只要办天天办医治大会就可以了，对不对？
And then we can just have a healing rally every day.
投其所好嘛，对不对？
To give people as they wish, just give them what they want.
今天有的时候我们在教会的侍奉里面会有一种的氛围啊。
And sometimes in our ministry in the church, we have this tension, this struggle.
就是我们要满足人的需要。
We try to satisfy people's wish.
弟兄姐妹，你今天来教会目的是什么？
But what is your purpose of coming to church today?
当然每个人有不同的需要。
Of course, everyone has different needs.
比如说我们在祷告说，主啊，你知道每个人的需要。
Sometimes when we pray, we say, Lord, you know everyone's need.
但是有时候我在想。
But if you think about it.
教会的目的是不是只是满足人的需要呢？
Is the purpose of the church just to satisfy everyone's need?
好像当年耶稣面对这许许多多人到他面前来。
When all these people came before the Lord.
耶稣连吃饭的时间都没有。
So many people were coming that Jesus did not even have time to eat.
耶稣很累的。
Jesus was tired.
但是耶稣的侍奉很有成就感，对不对？
But Jesus felt that he had accomplished so much, right?
难道耶稣追求的是那个成就感吗？
Was that Jesus' purpose to just feel accomplished, feel
a sense
of achievement? Of course, he was the Son of God.
那如果你再往前看马太福音前面门徒做了很多的工作是回来汇报耶稣。
And if you look at the beginning of this passage, you see that the apostles had returned from Jesus sending them out and they were giving a report to Jesus.
当耶稣看见这些人的时候。
And when Jesus saw these people,
弟兄姐妹你注意到没有？
Brothers and sisters, did you notice?
耶稣没有马上满足他们的需要。
That Jesus did not give them right away what they wanted.
也许今天很多弟兄姐妹到教会来
，Maybe today many brothers and sisters are coming to church.
对教会有一点失望
，And we are a little disappointed.
那不好意思讲
，But we are not ready to say it.
这个教会为什么都不满足我的需要
？Why is it that this church does not satisfy my needs?
这个教会为什么都不关心我的需要
？Why is it that this church is not concerned about what I want?
有时候我们很难过，看见真的有这样的人，就忧忧愁愁的离开。
And there are people like that who are disappointed with the church and they leave the church.
如果我这样讲，到耶稣的面前来。
And in the same way, a lot of people come to the Lord.
耶稣啊，我胃痛了好久了。
And they say, Lord, I have this pain in my stomach.
我眼睛看不见很久了。
I have some ailment in my eyes.
我耳朵听不见很久了。
I have a bad ear.
我关节痛了很久了。
I have aching joints.
我好多问题。
I have a lot of problems.
满足我吧。
Please satisfy me. Please heal me.
但是你看耶稣怎么样面对这些群众。
But look at how Jesus faced the crowd.
耶稣真正知道人的需要，人的问题是什么。
Jesus knew what their real need was.
请你再注意这段经文。
And look at the passage again.
耶稣怜悯他们。
It said Jesus had compassion on them.
因为他们如同羊没有牧人。
Because they were like sheep without a shepherd.
耶稣为什么要怜悯他们？
Why did Jesus have compassion on them?
不单单是这些人的需要而已啊。
Not only because they had needs.
当然需要是很实际的。
Of course, need is something that is felt. It's very practical.
我同意教会应该尽量的满足弟兄姐妹的需求。
And I agree that the church can do their best to satisfy the needs of the brothers and sisters.
但是需要永远不是第一优先的。
But to satisfy needs is not always the priority.
圣经告诉我们什么？
The Bible says,
耶稣怜悯他们。
Jesus had compassion on them.
接下来有一句话很特别。
And something interesting follows.
除了说他们是如同羊没有牧人一般。
Because they were like sheep without a shepherd.
于是开口教训他们许多的。
And the Bible says, he began to teach them many things.
我有时候在读圣经，就读到这里就觉得有一点可惜啊。
When I read the Bible, I get to this point and I said, what a pity.
耶稣马可为什么没有把耶稣讲的道记下来
why
马可没有把那个那天耶稣讲的道记下来
why did Mark not record the exact sermon that Jesus preached that day
许多道理
it says Jesus taught them many things
原来羊最需要的是什么弟兄
you know what the sheep actually needed the most
羊最需要是什么
What do sheep need the most?
就是吃草嘛，对不对？
They need to eat grass.
弟兄姐妹，我问你，人最需要的是什么？
But what do people need the most?
你问你自己一下，你觉得人最需要的是什么？
Ask yourself, what do you think is the greatest need of people?
也许你说，哎呀，我今天都很好啊，我不太，我都不好意思讲的啊，都 OK， 都 OK。
And we say, I'm okay, everything's okay.
那弟兄姐妹，我要问，你知不知道人？真正的需要是什么
But do you know what is the real need of people?
甚至有的时候我们帮助一些人，我们关心一些人，你知不知道他真正的需要是什么？他真正的问题是什么？
In fact, sometimes we try to help people, we try to reach out to them, but do we know what their real need is?
他们的需要是可能有一些及时的需要。
It's true that they may have some rather urgent need.
但是圣经告诉我们，每一个人都有一样的需要。就是我们如羊走迷。
But the Bible tells us that every person has one common need, and that is we are like sheep that are lost.
什么叫走迷啊？
What does it mean to be lost?
走迷的意思就是没有方向。
It means we don't have direction.
迷失了。
We lose our way.
不知道人生的目标是什么。
We don't know the purpose of life.
我们常常说人活在这个世界上要懂得活在这个世界上的意义跟价值。
We often say that as we live in this world, we need to know our life's purpose and worth.
今天很多人不知道为什么活。
But a lot of people do not know why they live.
哦，赚钱啦，工作啦，养家啦，养小孩啊，就是这样子了。
You work, you make money, you get married, you have a family, you support them. Is that all there is to life?
啊，我们不谈那些太 deep, 太层次的。生命的意义不谈了。
And sometimes we even just stop thinking about the deeper things of life.
耶稣怜悯人的需要。
Now Jesus had compassion on these people because of their needs.
当人不认识上帝的时候。
When people do not know God.
人的生命是没有方向的。
Their lives are without direction.
所以圣经说我们是死在罪恶过犯里面，对不对？
That is why the Bible says that we are dead in sin.
所以教会有一个使命。
So the church has a mission.
体会耶稣的怜悯的心肠。
And that is to feel the compassion of Jesus.
那种怜悯心肠是应该我们教会侍奉里面或者一个很重要的一个动机。
The compassion of Jesus is the prime motivation of everything we do as a ministry in church.
怜悯这个字很特别。
Now this word compassion is interesting.
怜悯这个字可以翻译作慈心。
It could mean a kind heart.
在保罗在腓立比书那里讲到说，我体会耶稣基督的心肠，那个心肠也是怜悯这个字。
In the book of Philippians, Paul said that he understood the heart of Jesus Christ. That word heart is the same as this word compassion.
那种怜悯是真正认识、看见人生命的那个需要。
It's a kind of compassion that allows us to see the real need of people's lives.
也许你会说啊，那是不信主的人吗
？You might say, well, these are the unbelievers.
啊，困苦流离，如同羊没有牧人一般。
Yes, they are lost. They're like sheep without a shepherd.
但是不要忘记了，这些是以色列的百姓。
But let us not forget that Jesus here was talking to the Israelites.
他们有弥赛亚的盼望。
They had a hope for Messiah.
如果用今天的话来说
，In today's terms.
很有可能今天在教会里面仍然有很多迷失的羊啊。
We would say that there are still a lot of lost sheep even inside the church today.
今天在教会里面。
Even inside the church.
弟兄姐妹，如果我们大胆地问自己一下。
If we ask ourselves boldly.
你对你自己生命的目标清楚吗？
Are you clear about what your life's purpose is?
你明白上帝拯救你救赎的计划是什么吗？
Do you know God's plan and God's purpose?
你知道羊有一个特性。
Do you know that sheep has one characteristic?
羊为什么需要牧人，知道吗
？Why do sheep need shepherds? Do you know?
因为羊没有牧人，羊就没有方向的。
Because the sheep has no direction if they don't have a shepherd.
有一次我去西北短宣。
One time I went on a short-term mission to the northwest.
在西北很多牧羊的人。
And there in the northwest China, there are a lot of shepherds.
哇，我那是第一次看见那些牧羊人。
That was the first time I met these shepherds.
那个牧羊人不是牧三只两只小羊而已。
They don't have two or three sheep to shepherd.
有的牧羊人有上万只的羊。
There are some shepherds who actually took care of tens of thousands of sheep.
少则几千，多则一万多。
Some of them had smaller herds that are in the thousands.And they have bigger herds that are in the tens of thousands.
哇，你有没有赶过这么多羊啊
？Have you ever tried to take care of that many sheep?
很多时候我们想啊，羊都很可爱，对不对
？And sometimes we have this idea that sheep are very cute, aren't they?
哦，我们去 New Zealand 看看那些羊，好漂亮。
You go to New Zealand, you go to look at these beautiful sheep.
台湾有一个那个清净农场，有很多的羊啊。
In Taiwan, we have a particular farm where there are a lot of sheep.
哦，有的人啊，跑去跟羊照一张相，耶，照张相
很开
心，对不对
？They would take pictures.With the sheep, they're so adorable.
但因为羊不是我们想象这么可爱而已、啊。
But do you know that sheep are not only adorable?
羊很臭，我知道吗
？The sheep stink.
羊很脏啊，知道吗？
And they're very dirty.
羊很会走迷路的，知道吗？
And they always get lost.
我那时候真的亲眼看见那个藏族的同胞，他们在牧羊的时候，他们带的那个甩鸡石。
There in China, I actually saw this with my own eyes. I saw the shepherds trying to keep the sheep, toe the line in by using a slingshot.
啊，就是圣经讲大卫用的那个甩鸡石啊。
Slingshots, you know the kind that David used.
当羊走偏的时候。
When a sheep is trying to go away,
你一万多只羊你怎么叫？哎，回来回来，你叫不回来的了，知道吗？
You know, you can't just call out to tens of thousands of sheep.
所以他们这个时候用那个甩鸡石。
And they would use a slingshot.
啪一打。
And they would sling a stone towards the sheep.
但是不是打羊啊？不要误会啊，
well,
打羊打死。
But of course, they are not trying to hit the sheep because that might kill them.
打在羊的前面。
They would hit the stone right in front of the sheep.
嘣一声。
And it would make a noise.
羊醒了
，and the sheep would come to his senses，
赶快回到正路
，and he would return to the
right way。他知道不能乱跑
，so they know not to go to the wrong direction。
有时候我们看这个画面，我在想，有的时候包括基督徒在内
，and I when I look at that picture， I think that is also a depiction of Christians sometimes。
我们都如羊走迷，个人偏行。
Sometimes we get lost like sheep without a shepherd。
耶稣的怜悯心肠
，and Jesus。Has compassion.
耶稣看见这许多的人。
Jesus had compassion on this crowd.
耶稣不只是看见外面的人啊，知道吗
？Jesus did not just look at the people outside.
同样，耶稣今天也看见教会里面的人。
Jesus is also looking at us inside the church.
我们都如羊走迷。
And we are all like sheep without a shepherd. We are wayward.
也许你说感谢主。
Maybe you're saying, well, I thank God.
神的恩典。
By God's grace.
我并没有走太偏。
I did not get too lost.
但弟兄姐妹，你能不能够体会耶稣的心？
But brothers and sisters, can you feel the heart of Jesus?
那种的 compassion.
Do you have that kind of compassion?
那种的怜悯。
Compassion and mercy.
看见弟兄姐妹的需要。
To see the real need.
看见弟兄姐妹软弱的光景。
Brothers and sisters, to see their weakness.
那种怜悯的心肠。
To have compassion on them.
耶稣面对这些需要的时候，耶稣不是用所有的神迹奇事满足他们。
When Jesus saw the crowd, he did not just satisfy them with all the miracles that he could perform.
耶稣怜悯他们。
Jesus had compassion on them.
这是第一方面让我们学习的。
That's the first point we need to learn.
体会耶稣那个怜悯的心。
To feel the compassion of Jesus.
我们才能够更准确地认识看到人生命的需要。
So that we may recognize more accurately the real needs of people.
当然我们做善事去帮助一些人是怜悯人。
Of course, it is good when we do charity work to help people. That is out of compassion.
但是很多时候，我们的那种关怀，我们那种祷告，也是另外一种怜悯，让他的生命能够遇见上帝。
But we can also show compassion by praying, by showing concern, and to bring some direction into their lives.
人的生命，除非真正的认识上帝。
Unless people truly know God.
要不然，没有东西能够真正满足人的需要。
They cannot be truly satisfied.
耶稣教训他们许多的道理。
So it says here, Jesus began to teach them many things.
羊需要草。
Sheep need grass.
人需要什么
？And people need what?
啊，不是吃饭啊。吃饭当然很重要哈。
We need rice, but that's important, but that's not it.
人需要上帝的话语。
We need the word of God.
人需要上帝的真道。
We need the truth of God.
耶稣教训他们许多的道理。
And Jesus began to teach them.
这是第一方面。
Now this is the first.
第二方面，我想跟大家思想的。
The second aspect.
在这个神迹里面，耶稣说：“你们给他们吃吧。”
In this miracle, Jesus said to the disciples, "You give them something to eat."
或者说，一个祝福的生命是能够认识耶稣全能的作为。
A life that blesses others will know the powerful work of God.
当我们在读这个比喻的时候，弟兄，读这个神迹的时候，我要你认识一件事情。
When we are reading these miracles, I want you to recognize something.
不是只有神迹啊。
Not just miracles.
神迹好不好
？Are miracles good?
但是我告诉你，神迹不一定能够帮助我们真正的认识上帝的作为。
Yes, miracles are good, but miracles are not will not necessarily make us understand God's powerful work.
那如果你看马可福音第六章啊
，If you look at Mark chapter six,
其实我们读圣经整章来看是很有意思的。
Actually, we need to take into consideration the context, and it will be more meaningful.
好，第七节
，in verse seven,
他说耶稣叫了十二个门徒来差遣他们两个两个的出去，赐给他们权柄制服污鬼。
In verse 7, Jesus called the 12 and began to send them out two by two and gave them authority over the unclean spirits.
哇，好厉害，对不对？
Wow, that's great.
广东话是好劲啊，对不对？
Isn't it? That's just wonderful. It's awesome.
哇，能够赶鬼啊！
Wow, to be able to drive out evil spirits.
如果用武功来说的话，
in the terms of martial arts.
哇，这个人功力很高，对不对？
You will say this person it has a lot of force.
兄弟们，你有没有赶过鬼？
Have you ever driven out an evil spirit?
Joseph, 有没有赶过鬼？
Joseph, have you ever driven out?
不要说赶鬼，我看到鬼都怕，对不对？最好不要来找我啊！
Maybe we are afraid of the evil spirit and we wish it would never come.
门徒赶鬼啊！
The disciples were able to.
好，我们再来看第十二对不起，十二节。
They were able to drive out spirit. Look at verse 12.
门徒就出去传道，叫人悔改。
Verse 12, they went out and proclaimed that people should repent.
13节，赶出许多鬼，用油抹了许多的病人，治好他们。
Verse 13, and they cast out many demons and anointed with oil many who were sick and healed them.
门徒靠着耶稣的能力。
Now by the power of Jesus.
门徒医病。
The disciples healed.
门徒赶鬼。
The disciples cast out demons.
他们做的跟耶稣的工作差不多了，对不对？
Wow, and they were doing the same kind of work that Jesus
did. 好不好？今天很多人医病啊，对不对？
Well, today a lot of people are.
今天很多人赶鬼啊，对不对？
People are casting out demons.
我在说教会要不要开一个医病大会、赶鬼大会呢？
And I was wondering, should we have a demon casting rally or a healing rally?
那教会人数一定是增长好几倍嘛，对不对？
Then I'm sure we will multiply greatly in number.
但你要小心呢。
But be careful.
这些人来到耶稣的面前，他只有一个需要。
Now these people come to Jesus with only one need.
就是满足他的需要。
That is to get their own desire fulfilled.
他的需要被满足以后。
And once their desire is fulfilled.
他就说谢谢你。
They will say thank you.
耶稣很好。
Jesus is good.
我还是继续过我的生活。
But I will continue to go back to my former living.
弟兄姐妹，神迹奇事不是不好。
Brothers and sisters, miracles and healings, these are not bad.
除非我们真正认识上帝的作为是什么。
But unless we truly understand the work of God.
要不然我告诉你。
Otherwise.
再多的神迹。
No matter how many miracles.
都不会帮助我们真正认识上帝。
They cannot truly help us know God.
圣经有说。
The Bible says.
法利赛人跟耶稣说，哎。你再行一个神迹给我们看看。
The Pharisees asked Jesus, "Show us more miracles."
耶稣怎么回答？
But how did Jesus reply?
耶稣说这个世代，除了约拿的神迹，再没有神迹给你们看。
Jesus said, "Other than the miracle of Jonah, this generation will not see another miracle."
当然，今天我们没有时间讲这一段经文。
But of course, today we are not expounding that passage.
但是我们来看看这些神迹是不是真的能够帮助门徒真正的认识上帝。
But let us look at how these miracles.Help or not help the disciples in knowing Jesus.
我刚才说了，读圣经要整段来读啊。
I said a while ago that we need to look at the context.
不要只看这个五千人吃饱而已。
Let us not just look at this miracle of the feeding of the 5,000.
因为接下来这个神迹跟这个五千人吃饱的神迹有关系的。
Because the next miracle is also related.
吃饼得饱了。
After the feeding of the 5,000.
耶稣随即催门徒上船。
Jesus asked the disciples to go on the boat.
然后在船上的时候呢？发现半夜起风浪。
And when they were in the boat, there was a great wind in the night.
耶稣在海面上行走。
And Jesus walked on water.
哇，门徒惊吓。
And the disciples were terrified.
耶稣对他们说：“你们放心，是我，不要怕。”
Jesus told them, "Take heart, it is I. Do not be afraid."
所以耶稣到了他们那里，上了船，风就住了。
And Jesus got into the boat with them, and the wind ceased.
他们害怕。
They were astounded.
门徒也说他们心里十分的惊奇。
They were terrified and they were astounded.
下面这句话。
And then there was one statement after that.
五十二节。
Verse 52.
因为他们不明白那分饼的事。
For they did not understand about the loaves.
心里还是愚顽。
And their hearts were hardened.
有时候我自己在想。
And sometimes I get to thinking.
哇，怎么搞错啊？
Is this possible?
刚刚经过五饼二鱼的神迹。
They just experienced the miracle of the feeding of the
5,000. 刚刚经历耶稣在海上行走。
They just experienced the miracle of Jesus walking on water.
马可说他们不明白分饼的事。
Mark said they did not understand about the loaves.
原来马可的焦点不是要告诉我们这个神迹有多么的 amazing 啊。
So Mark's point was not how amazing these miracles were.
而是这个神迹背后真正要彰显的意义是什么。
but the meaning behind these miracles.
弟兄姐妹，我再说，我相信神迹。
I say again, brothers and sisters, I believe in miracles.
但是神迹不是我们认识上帝的唯一指标。
But miracles are not the only way for us to know God.
他们不明白。
Now these disciples did not understand.
对他们来说，可能耶稣一个神迹，一个神迹，一个神迹。
For them, maybe Jesus did one miracle and then another and then another.
哦，这个神迹就是哇，耶稣有能力嘛。
Wow, so Jesus was amazing.
耶稣胜过风浪。
Jesus could command the wind and
the sea. 耶稣是所有人的供应。
Jesus provided for everyone.
但是约翰告诉我们，这个神迹背后有一个很重要的意义。
But John told us that there is an important meaning behind this miracle.
记得吗？在约翰福音这个五饼二鱼神迹之后。
When this miracle of feeding the 5,000 is recorded in the Gospel of John.
耶稣对这些门徒说，对这些众人说，不要为那个必坏的食物劳力。
Jesus said to the people, do not labor for food that will rot away.
要为那存到永生的食物劳力。
But labor for the food that will last until eternity.
原来耶稣在那里告诉我们那个分饼的意思是什么。
So there Jesus is telling us the actual meaning of the 5 loaves and 2 fish.
原来那个分饼的意思是耶稣自己把生命倾倒给我们。
It represents Jesus giving up his life for us.
一个祝福的生命是认识上帝救赎的作为。
A life that is blessed and a life that blesses knows Jesus' power.
耶稣全能的作为是什么？
Now, what is the power of Jesus' work?
不单单只是神迹。
Not only was he able to perform miracles.
而是要理解在神迹背后上帝所启示那个救赎的恩典。
But we have to understand that behind these miracles, God is trying to reveal His redeeming grace.
弟兄姐妹，上帝的作为是什么？
Brothers and sisters, what is the work of God?
是他在十字架上为我们成全的救恩。
It is the salvation that He achieved for us on the cross.
他的生命为我们倾倒。
Now the life of Jesus was given out.Was laid down for us.
所以弟兄姐妹，你要信耶稣啊。
So brothers and sisters, you must believe in Jesus.
你要真正认识耶稣的作为是什么。
You must truly understand the work of Jesus.
他的作为是在十字架上为我们成全的那个救恩。
His work is to buy for us our salvation on the cross.
他的作为不是只是在你我生命中行一个神迹而已啊。
His work is more than just performing a miracle in our lives.
甚至我们可以这样说，我们信耶稣不是只是为了吃饼得饱而已。
In fact, we could say.We could go so far as to say that we believe in Jesus not just to get food and to satisfy our stomach.
你真正认识耶稣救赎的工作吗？
Do you truly know the redeeming work of Jesus?
在十字架上为你我成就的救赎的工作。
On the cross, Jesus achieved for us the work of redemption.
这是耶稣来到这个世界上的目的，不是吗？
Now, that was the purpose of his coming to earth, wasn't it?
耶稣不是行一个神迹就回到天上去了。
He did not just come here to perform some miracles and go back.
耶稣他乃是走完这个十字架的道路。
Jesus came and he walked the path of Calvary.
所以耶稣说，我就是生命的粮。
And Jesus said, I am the bread of life.
香港有一个牌子叫生命面包。
In Hong Kong, there is a brand of bread called Life Bread.
生命面包，我很喜欢。吃了面包就有生命了，知道吗
？Life bread, isn't that great? You eat the bread, you have life.
是很老的牌子，我去的时候我才知道，哦，有一个面包叫生命面包。
It's a very established brand there, and I think that's interesting.
但当然我们知道，我们不是吃面包。
But of course we know we cannot live just by eating bread.
它是生命的粮。
It is God's word.
从天上降下来的粮。
It is God's work when He came to earth from heaven.
他要我们认识，这个才是上帝的作为。
And we need to learn that this is the work of God.
第三方面。
A third aspect,
很清楚，这里有一个很清楚的教训，就是分享。
Here is a very, I think a very clear command, and that is to share.
分享什么？
To share what?
是不是只是吃饼得饱？
Is it just to share food?
其实在这个神迹里面有一个非常戏剧的，三个福音书里面都记载的非常详细。
Actually, in this miracle, there is something very dramatic that is recorded in all 3 synoptic gospels.
你看。圣经告诉我们，耶稣叫这些人很有次序地坐下来。
The Bible says that Jesus told these people to sit down in groups.
哇，耶稣很麻烦呐、
啊。It was very orderly, but why did Jesus have to go through that?
耶稣还要叫他们一个一个一排一排的坐下来。
They all sat down in groups and in rows.
我告诉你，神不是叫我们混乱的神，知道吗
？And we know that God is not a disorderly God.
神的作为是很有次序的。
And when He works, He works.
然后接着我们来看好不好
？In beautiful order.
第四十一节。
In verse 41.
他说，耶稣拿着这五个饼两条鱼，望着天祝福，掰开饼。
Verse 41, Jesus took the five loaves and the two fish, and he looked up to heaven and said a blessing and broke the loaves.
众人就吃饱了。
And they were all satisfied.
是不是这样的？
Is that what your Bible says?
是不是这样的？
Is that how it happened?
你的圣经跟我的圣经什么不一样？
Your Bible is wrong. It's not the same as my Bible.
很多时候我们对神迹的理解就是这样，对不对？
Well, sometimes we understand the miracles like that.
在马太福音那里讲到说，耶稣对门徒说，把这个五个饼两条鱼拿过来给我。
In the book of Matthew, Jesus told the disciples, "Take the bread and the fish and give them to me."
哇，我要是门徒，我太开心了。
If I were the disciples, I would be so happy.
你搞把了。
Yes, you take charge of it.
我这是我还记得唯一一两句 Tagalog、啊。
I still remember my Tagalog.、啊、
但是当耶稣说拿过来给我的意思是什么
？When Jesus said, "Take the bread and the fish to me."
大家可能就想啊，上帝负责了嘛。
Maybe we think that means, oh, I just turned it over to him.
大家我们现在低头祷告啊。
And let's just all pray.
啊，想象一下那个画面。
And let's just all imagine that.
耶稣拿起这个饼。
Jesus took the bread.
望着天。
Jesus looked to heaven.
祝福。
And he blessed it.
掰开。
And he broke it.
奉主的名感恩。
In the name of the Lord.
阿门。
Amen.
然后大家前面都摆满了，对不对
？And then the food just suddenly appeared on every in front of everybody.
这不是更有戏剧效果吗
？But isn't that even more dramatic?
对不对啊？你看电影这样的，哇，耶稣好厉害，对不对
？That's what we see in the movies, right? Wow, this is so amazing.
但是你看这边有一个字叫递给门徒。
But here the interesting thing is Jesus gave the bread to the disciples.
递给门徒。
He gave it to the disciples.
耶稣为什么要多此一举
？Why did Jesus have to go through that step?
当然，你可以说是让门徒去学习分享。
You could say that it's for the disciples to learn to share.
让门徒去给这些人。
And the disciples to give it out to the people.
但是你要留意啊，在这个分的过程中间，门徒体会一件事情。
But you have to understand that in this process of giving out the food, the disciples learned.
当然，这是一个神迹。
Of course, this is a miracle.
门徒一定知道是彰显上帝国度的一个神迹。
And the miracles understand that this, and the disciples understand that this miracle is to show God's glory.
但是在这个分的过程中间，那个心里会七上八下的。
But you know, in the process of giving away the food, sometimes you get a little nervous.
我们中间很多人懂数学的。
Now many of you are good with math.
一百块分给两个人。
If you have 100 pesos and you give it to two people,
一个人五十块，对不对
？Each person gets 50, right?
如果分给十个人。
If you give 100 pesos to 10 people,
一个人十块钱。
Each person will get 10 pesos, right?
如果分给哎，我有点算了，我数学。如果分给两百个人呢
？If you give 100 pesos to 200 people,
一个人分多少
？Each person will get what?
50 centavos.
50 centavos, right?
啊，我不能再分了吧？哦，可以，可以，最小的是 25 centavos, 对不对？好，你可以再分。
Well, of course you can divide it even further.
但是你会想，一定是越分越多，还越分越少啊？
But then the reasonable thing to think is the more you give it away, the less you will have.
在这里有一个很重要的功课，弟兄姐妹。
Now here is a very important lesson.
世上的事情
，the things in this world，
一定是越分越少。
Will diminish the more you give it out.
但是属灵的恩典，上帝的祝福
，but when it comes to spiritual blessings of God，
很奇妙，是越分越多。
It is amazing how when you give them away, they multiply.
这种多不一定是物质的多。
It may not necessarily be material.
这种多是一种生命的一种分享。
It is a kind of abundance of life that you can give out.
很多时候在教会里面，在我们的侍奉中间，我们都有这样的经验，对不对
？Sometimes in the church, in our ministry, we have this experience.
我们在算。
We keep calculating.
不够。
We don't have enough.
教会要建堂。
We need to build a building.
哇，我们有多少钱？算一算不够。
How much money do we have? Let us count our money.
不够。
We don't have enough.
怎么办？
So what do we do?
当然我们祷告，对不对？
Of course we pray. 我们
求上帝供应，对不对？
And of course we pray for God's provision.
但是上帝让我们很奇妙的经验，不单单是够，而且还有有余。
But the amazing thing is God does not only provide for our need, but He gives us more than enough.
很多的事工都可以做这样的见证。
In a lot of ministries, we have experienced that.
很多的宣教士都可以做这样的见证。
Many missionaries can tell you that. They can testify to that.
在人来看不够。
When we look at it from a human perspective, there's not enough.
但是透过这种属灵的分享。
But through this kind of spiritual giving, sharing.
不只是够，还有有余。
Not only will we have enough.
那天有没有剩？那天剩下十二篮，对不对？
Well, that day there were 12 baskets of leftovers.
在这里有一个很重要的。
Here's the important lesson.
主也盼望你我的生命成为一个分享的生命。
Is that the Lord wishes for our lives to be lives of sharing?
我在说这个分享不一定是物质的。
Now again, that sharing may not have to be material.
你说我没有钱了，我没有分，我没有东西分享。
You might say, I have no money, I have nothing to share.
但是其实我们生命中有很多东西是超越物质的，是可以跟别人分享。
But there are many things that we can share that are beyond material things.
弟兄姐妹，我们彼此之间会不会分享？
Brothers and sisters, do we know how to share with others?
我们会不会彼此的关怀，彼此的带导？
Do we care for each other and do we pray for each other?
当我们为宣教士祷告的时候
When we pray for missionaries,
当我们关心一些宣教工作的时候
When we show our care for mission work,
其实就是上帝透过我们把上帝的恩典分享出去
It is already sharing the grace of God, the blessings of God.
也许这些是无形的
Maybe these are abstract,
但是这些却是非常真实的
They are intangible, but they are real.
我们常常说我们领受上帝很多的恩典
Sometimes we say we receiveA lot of blessings from God.
但是我盼望我们成为一个恩典的导管。
But I hope that we will all become channels of blessings.
把上帝给我们的恩典能够分享出去。
So that we will be able to share with others the blessings that God has given us.
你不用担心呐。
No worry.
很多人说我分了就没了。
We might worry that if I give them out, then I won't have any left for myself.
上帝的恩典是越分越多。
But God's grace, God's blessings will multiply only as we share.
也谢谢主让我们。过去差不多二十多年在远东成为宣教士。
I thank God that in the past 20 years or so, we have been missionaries of FEBC.
我们在菲律宾有十八年。
We were in the Philippines for 18 years.
我们在香港有五年。
And 5 years we were in Hong Kong.
弟兄姐妹，真的在这二十多年，我们领受上帝很多很多的恩典。
And in these 20 some years, we have indeed been greatly blessed by the Lord.
但是有的时候我们也真正有一点点的体会。
But sometimes we also have lessons to learn.
就是上帝可以透过我们这个有限的服事
We experience that through our very finite service
却可以祝福很多的人
We can bless many other people
好像我们的生命是五饼二鱼一样
It's as if our life is the five loaves and two fish
被上帝祝福
It is blessed by God
被掰开
It is being broken by God
能够喂饱许许多多的人
And it will be given out to nourish many more people
我盼望弟兄姐妹真的在我们的生命中间我们成为一个祝福别人的人
I hope brothers and sisters that we will all live a life that blesses others
在约翰福音二十一章
In John chapter 21
耶稣复活的时候向这些门徒显现
After the resurrection Jesus appeared to the disciples
耶稣问门徒问彼得你爱我吗
Jesus asked Peter do you love me
一连问了三次有没有
He asked three times right
那彼得的回答说主我爱你
And Peter replied all three times Yes Lord I love you
甚至到第三次彼得很急了彼得说主啊你是无所不知的你知道我爱你
In fact the third time Peter got so anxious He said Lord you know everything You know I love you
记得耶稣怎么回答他吗
But do you remember what Jesus said after each time
耶稣不是说哇好棒好棒好棒
Jesus said good answer good answer
不是
No he didn't
耶稣说你喂养我的羊
Jesus said wellFeed my sheep.
如果我们把这节经文回顾刚才我们一开始读的耶稣走遍各城各乡他怜悯人这样一个图画
And if we put that together with the message with the passage we mentioned a while ago how Jesus went to every town and village and looked at all these people without shepherd
因为这些人 困苦流离，如同羊没有牧人一般。
These people are lost like sheep without a shepherd.
耶稣说：“你喂养我的羊。”
And Jesus said to Peter, "You feed my lamb."
有时候我把这些图画放在一起来看的时候
，And when we put together these passages,
明白一件事情。
We understand one thing.
上帝要我们的生命去祝福别人。
We understand that God wants our lives to be a blessing to others.
去喂养、去牧养，不是只有传道人的事情啊。
Go and feed God's sheep. That is not only the job of the pastors.
啊，不是叫你去带查经去讲道而已。
It's not just going out to preach or to lead Bible studies.
有的时候我们一点点的关怀。
Sometimes we can show concern for others.
我们的祷告。
We can pray for others.
我们的陪伴。
We can just accompany someone.
都能够把上帝的恩典带下来。
And through that, we can share God's grace.
所以弟兄姐妹
，So brothers and sisters,
今天我们领受上帝很多的恩典。
Today we have received multiple blessings from God.
但是我们好好回去思想这句话。
May we go home and consider this.
你们给他们吃吧。
Jesus said, "You give them something to eat."
让你的生命成为别人的祝福。
Allow your life to be a blessing to others.
我们一起祷告。
Let's pray. Lord, we thank you that you have given us so many, many blessings in our lives. Help us not only to be recipients all the time, but help us also to share your blessing with others. Give us a heart of compassion like that of Jesus. Allow us to see the many people, the many lost sheep, the many lost souls who are in need of some direction in life.Who are in need of a purpose in life, who are in need of your gospel of salvation. And may we be motivated by God's love, by God's compassion, and as we know the power of Jesus' work, as we know the power of the cross, may we go out with this gospel. This mission month, we pray that you will once again compel us with your love to go out and share your love. We pray that in many ways,spiritual or material or any other way, help us to be a blessing to many other people that we may not fall short and be unworthy of so much grace that you have given us. We pray this in Jesus' name.
Amen.